With the celebration of Ash Wednesday today, we begin our journey into the season of Lent. And we begin with the traditional ritual of the imposition of ashes, which would be done a little bit differently this year because of the pandemic throughout the world. Actually, we were going to do the ancient ritual, which is the sprinkling on the crown of the person of ashes, rather than the traditional marking on the forehead so that there's no bodily contact. But that's the ancient way, and most of the countries in the world still adopt this as the ritual for Ash Wednesday, not so much here in the U.S. We begin with ashes. And why is that? In the biblical world, ashes symbolize penance, repentance, sorrow. In the scriptures, people who are imposed with ashes or find themselves in ashes really speak of that they found themselves in the lowest point of their lives, in the most desperate point of their lives. But also, it is a time of turning around. It is a time also to be renewed. If you look at it, the whole season of Lent is marked with a call to conversion. Rend our hearts, not our garments. And this is very symbolic, especially as we receive the ashes and it is imposed on our head. Why is it not on our hands, not on the feet, but on the head? Because conversion, as what I've stressed so many times before, is really a call to metanoia. And what is metanoia? It is a change of mindset. It is a change of perspective. So as we receive the ashes in our head, we are asking the Lord, Lord, change the way I see you, I see myself, and other people. Let me look at you and look at myself and look at other people according to your eyesight. Give me that eyes to truly recover my sublime identity as sons and daughters of yours. That's really what it is. But also, as we receive the ashes, we are reminded of our own mortality. That in the end, we will all gonna go back to where we all began. Meaning, there is really no point to be arrogant. There is really no point to embrace pride, which we know in the story of creation was the cause of our separation from God, from the grace of God. It is a time again to grow in humility. But as we receive the ashes today, it's a little bit different this year, but in the past years, it is with the sign of the cross, telling us that though we are less than God, divine, we are so worthy of God's love in His eyes. Even though we're sinners, even though there's a lot of things that we need to take care of in our own spiritual life, recovering our identity as sons and daughters of the Father, the sign of the cross before on our foreheads reminds us that God sees us as worthy of His very life, and that we are loved by God. This is really the twofold meaning of the imposition of the ashes, reminding us as if we're nothing, but also reminding us that we are not just nothing, we are so precious in the eyes of God because God died for us by reminding us of that cross in our forehead, marking us of this greatest sign of God's deliverance and salvation. The word Lent, I mentioned before, too, comes from the Germanic word Lenten, which means springtime. And what happens in the spring? It is a time of blossoming. It is a time of it is regeneration. It is a time to begin once again, blooming. Let this season truly be a season for us to bloom. I was talking to a friend of mine last night, and he told me it's like it felt like our Lent last year never ended. And we are still kind, and then we find ourselves like in the middle of another Lent. In the middle of another Lent. But I asked him, I said, well, if Lent is all about metanoia, what are the things that have changed in your life? Or have you gotten worse? If Lent has been this long already for us, and Lent is really a call to conversion, I said, have you gotten better? Have we become more loving, more compassionate? Have we embraced the gospel all the more? And I said, hopefully we don't get to experience another year-long Lent. Because God is telling us, well, you haven't figured out the first time. Let's keep this a little bit longer. I hope not. But this is really what Lent is all about. It's not so much about the actual act of fasting, the actual act of abstinence. Those things are important, but how those things transform our hearts. It is not the act itself, but rather how these things that we do for God, that we give up, have transformed us anew and have renewed us as people of faith. Let us ask for this grace. Let us ask for this grace to truly grow in our understanding of our sublime identity as sons and daughters of the Father. And may we be reminded that as we receive the ashes today, we might gonna be reduced to ashes in the future, but we are loved as well. Therefore, let us not forget that sublime identity that we partake as children of the Father, created in His own image and likeness.